Hi there, welcome to the Carter Report. Thanks for joining us. Our program today is entitled Modern Preachers Go Wrong, Part 2. There is a tremendous amount of confusion in the churches today. One church says this, the other church says something else. Some preachers tell you to keep the commandments, other preachers tell you the commandments are abolished. This program is going to give you the truth today about the holy law of God.
The Carter Report investigates the mysteries of the past as it seeks to interpret amazing predictions concerning our future. John Carter, scholar, writer, and traveler, invites you to join him as he unlocks mankind's most valuable treasure.
Listen. God gave to the Jews a ceremonial law that talked about sacrifices that pointed the people to the coming of Jesus, and we're going to look at that law because that was nailed to the cross. I want you now to turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Please come over here to page 1176. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, the Bible says, verse 1, have you got that? The Bible says, for the law, having a shadow of the good things to come. Here it is talking about the law. Now, which law? And not the very image of the things can never with those same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make those who approach perfect. Now listen, here is a law that doesn't say you shall not commit adultery. Here is a law that doesn't say you shall not kill. Here is a law that says that when a man sinned back in the days of the Old Testament, if he was an Israelite, God said to him, you've got to go and get a little lamb. Oh, you've got to get a little goat. And the sinner would come to God's temple and he would bring a sacrifice. And with his own hand, ladies and gentlemen, he would take a knife and he would kill that animal. And the blood would stain the hot desert sand. That little lamb pointed the people to the coming of Jesus. And when Jesus died, that law was abolished. We don't need to kill the lambs anymore because Jesus has come and died. Now, what we are going to do is this. I'm going to wander over here to the blackboard. I'm going to do a lot of work on the blackboard. We're going to go back and forth tonight because I've got to make this plain. I've got to make it as simple as I can. On this side, we are going to put the moral law. Let's try another one. The moral law, that is summed up in the Ten Commandments. Let's draw them for you. There we've got them. The two tables of stone. And so this side of the blackboard is going to talk about the moral law. Is that okay? Over on this side here, let's see how far we can come. One, two, three. One, two, three. So we'll start somewhere here. Over here, we are going to put the ceremonial law. And that was the law. The ceremonial law, that was the law of the sacrifices. Now, you're listening still. This is tremendously important. I'm going to give you some solid theology. My wife, whenever I give this talk, she says, John, write in the margin of your Bible somewhere the words K-I-S-S. KISS. Do you know what it stands for? Keep it simple, stupid. Now, I'm going to try as hard as I can to make it simple. And all I'm going to ask you to do is to hold on for the next 20 minutes and to look up the texts. Will you do that? Now, tonight, I'm not going to be doing too much entertaining, and I'm not going to show you any pictures, and I'm not going to drop any charts, and I'm not going to do any gymnastics. All I'm going to do is to try to make this truth so plain that when you walk out of here tonight, you will know exactly what God wants you to do. Is that all right? That's all I want you to do. And that's what I'm going to try to do. And this is going to be pretty simple. Well, no, it's not. It's going to be pretty solid, but I'm going to try to make it pretty simple. Now, I want you to come now with me over here to Exodus 20, page 74. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. Please notice it there in the scriptures. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And here God Almighty is giving the Ten Commandments, and the Bible says, and Moses spoke all these words. Hey, come on. Are you disagreeing with me? When you're such a nice audience, when you've been so pleasant, what does the Bible say? And God spoke all these words, and then, my friend, you have very plainly put there the Ten Commandments of Almighty God. And the first point, where is a piece of chalk? Here it is. Number one, tell me, who, all of you here, who spoke the Ten Commandments? Yeah. God spoke. Did you know there are some 31,000 verses in the Bible? And God himself, my friend, came down from heaven and he spoke only about 15 of those verses. God came down in fiery splendor and he came down, my friend, upon Mount Sinai, and God said, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image. That's what God said. Then God said, you are not to take the name of the Lord your God in vain. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God said, you are not to kill, you are not to steal, and, you know, honor your father and your mother. God spoke those commandments with his own mouth. What a tremendously important thing that must have been when God came down and spoke, don't you think? Now listen, later on, God came to Moses, and he said, Moses, I have a law on the ceremonies, and I want to talk to you about that. Now, Moses, I want you to go and tell the people about that. God spoke the Ten Commandments, but Moses later on came to the people, and God, and Moses, not God, Moses spoke the ceremonial law. And there is a difference. And I want you to come over here with me, please, to Exodus 24, verse 3, page 79. The Bible says concerning this different law, this ceremonial law, it says, so Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord. My friend, who did the talking here? Can you see that? The Bible says that God spoke the Ten Commandments. But then later on, God gave a ceremonial law, and the Bible says, here it is, Moses, the man of God, Moses spoke, there it is, Moses spoke, but God spoke. Now, on occasions, I meet some great preachers, and they say, we don't like what you say about those Ten Commandments. God put all those Ten Commandments in with all of these things over here. I want to tell you folks something. It just isn't true. God said that his Ten Commandments were more important than anything else in the world because God spoke them. You see? Now, what is more, God, ladies and gentlemen, God wrote the Ten Commandments. He wrote them with his own finger. Would you come to Exodus 31, verse 18? Exodus 31, verse 18. The Bible says, "And when he'd made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone." And the Bible says, written, what does it say? Written with the finger of God. My friend, Moses over here on this side, God is over here on this side. God spoke the Ten Commandments, and number two, Almighty God wrote the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them with his own finger. But then later on, God took the ceremonial law, and he gave it to Moses, and God said to Moses, "I want you, Moses, I want you to write down this law, because I'm not going to write it down." I want you to see this. Come to Exodus 24 and verse 4. You've got this? Exodus 24 and verse 4. "And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord." Listen to me, friend. Who wrote the Ten Commandments? Did Moses go up on the mountain and did Moses write down the Ten Commandments? No, Moses did not write down the Ten Commandments. God, my friend, came down from heaven and God wrote them with his own finger. But later on over here, there was another law. And the Bible says that Moses, the servant of God, Moses wrote the ceremonial law, and Moses wrote that law with his own finger. Now, when God gave the Ten Commandments, God did not come down from heaven in fire, my friend, and just write them in a book. The Bible says, your Bible, my Baptist friends, my Catholic friends, the Bible says, my Christian American friends, the Bible tells me that God wrote the Ten Commandments in a very special way. Would you come over now to Exodus 31 again? Exodus 31, verse 18. Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. Exodus 31, verse 18. "And when he'd made an end of speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone." God says, he wrote the Ten Commandments. God wrote the Ten Commandments. Moses did not write the Ten Commandments. But the Bible says, God wrote the Ten Commandments. God wrote the Ten Commandments with his own finger. God spoke the Ten Commandments with his own mouth. And God wrote the Ten Commandments. How? Yes, but on what? With his finger. Yes, you're right. On stone, on two great tablets of stone. And so God said, these commandments are going to be so permanent, they are going to be so everlasting, that I want the people to understand that they are unlike anything else. I'm going to write them on stone. Can you see this? What is God trying to get into our heads? God is trying to tell us that these commandments are unlike anything else in the world. Now come to Exodus 24 and verse 4, page 79. And please notice the arguments we're giving to you tonight, because they are going to save you. They're going to give you something. Verse 7 says, "Then he," that's Moses, "took." Now what did he take? He took the book of the covenant. Can you see any difference here? Now we've got what? Now what have we got now, friend? Come on, tell me. I know you're hot and a little bothered, but we've got paper. Are we dealing with tables of stone? No, we are dealing with Moses. Put it, my friend. Here it is. 1, 2, and 3. One, two, three. The Bible tells me that he put it in a, what does it say? In a book. God wrote, spoke the Ten Commandments with his own finger. God put them on tablets of stone. Moses wrote with his finger, spoke with his mouth, and they put them in a book because God was trying to tell us something. That paper, my friend, is a temporary sort of thing, but stone lasts, you see. And the Ten Commandments are on stone. God said so. Not me. Not me. What is God trying to tell you and me tonight? God is trying to tell us tonight that those Ten Commandments are as enduring as the everlasting hills. That's what God is trying to tell me tonight. Now, for a little more theology, I want you now to come to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. Page 190, Deuteronomy 10, verse 3. So I made an ark of acacia wood, hewed two tablets of stone. What's he talking about? Ten Commandments. Hear that, Steve? Talking about the Ten Commandments. And then it says, and he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments. The Bible says that. And verse 5 says, so I turned, he says, I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark. Now you say, what is this ark? Well, the children of Israel had this massive temple. And in this massive temple, they had a most holy place. And in the most holy place, they had this large wooden box that was covered with gold. And this large box that was covered with gold was called the Ark of the Covenant. And God said, here we are, God says, put the Ten Commandments in, right inside the Ark. And so, the Ten Commandments spoken by God, written by God with his own finger, placed on tablets of stone, were placed by Almighty God through his servant, right inside the sanctuary, right inside the temple, in, the Bible says, I-N, in the ark. Okay? In the ark. Notice where God told Moses to put the book. Would you come over here to Deuteronomy 31, 26, page 213? You got that? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy 31 and verse 26. The Bible says, God said to Moses, take this book of the law. Obey the tables of stone. What's it talking about? Take this book of the law and put it in the ark. No, put it where? Put it beside. My friend, when you walk out of this meeting and somebody's going to come and tell you that the Ten Commandments are exactly the same as the book of the law, you can say you are absolutely wrong because God made a difference. You see? God said here, you see, put it in a book. And then God said, put the book where? Beside. Put it beside the ark. Can you see what I'm trying to do here tonight from the Bible? Can you see what we are trying to do? Can you see the argument we are trying to establish, not from the teaching of the churches, but from the Bible? What we are trying to say is this, my friend, that the Ten Commandments are completely different to the ceremonial law. You see? And one was nailed to the cross, but one lasts forever. forever. Listen to me. When a man breaks the Ten Commandments, the Bible says that is sin. Now, I want you to come over here to a text on that. I want you to come to 1:1:0:3, Romans 7, verse 7. The Bible says, Romans 7, please turn to it and notice it. Romans 7, verse 7. What shall we say then, Paul says? What are we going to say? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. Now, what law is he talking about? He says, I would not have known covetousness except the law had said, you shall not covet. Tell me, what law says you shall not covet? Yeah, the Ten Commandments. In fact, it is the tenth commandment. It is the moral law. Now, look over here. There we have the moral law of the Ten Commandments. Let's have a little summary. God spoke it. That's plain. The Bible says God wrote it. That's plain. The Bible says God wrote it on stone. The Bible says that God said, put it in the ark. And God said, I didn't say it, friend. This law reveals what sin is all about. The Apostle Paul said, I wouldn't know what sin was except through the law of the Ten Commandments. He said, I wouldn't know what it was to covet if there had not been a law that said, you shall not covet. So, you wouldn't know what sin was. Did you hear that? You wouldn't know what sin was. You wouldn't know what sin was if God had not given that law. I thank God that He has given us the law to show us what sin is. Aren't you? Aren't you glad about that? Aren't you glad that God has given us a law to show us what sin is, my friend? I want to tell you folks something. It is the keeping of that great law that will make a person into a strong person. It is the keeping of that law that exalts a nation. You see, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a shame to any people. This law points out sin. But listen, the law of the sacrifices. When they would sacrifice the little lambs or the goats or the bullocks, that law, ladies and gentlemen, did not reveal sin. That law over here that Moses spoke, wrote in a book that was put in the side of the ark, was all about offerings. Offerings for sin. When a man had sinned, when a man was conscious that he had broken that law over there, then, my friend, he would bring a little lamb that represented Jesus Christ, and he would offer that little lamb. But, my friend, that law of the ceremonies did not point out sin. It pointed out the remedy for sin, and the remedy was the grace of God. You see? Is there a difference? I want you to see tonight, there is a tremendous, a wonderful, an amazing difference. Now listen to me, because we're getting a little bit closer all the time, getting a little closer. Bible makes it very, very plain that this old ceremonial law that concerned itself with rituals and with rites, when Jesus died on the cross, that was finished, and we don't need to keep it anymore. That is what the Bible says. Now, I want you to come to 1 John chapter 3, and I think if you come with me to verse 4. Now, here the Bible tells me the definition of sin. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. The Bible says, whoever, that means you or me, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. What is sin? The Bible says sin is lawlessness. Sin is breaking the law of God. That's what the Bible says. This is not what a church says. This is not what I'm saying tonight, but I believe it, my friend. This law over here that reveals sin, if you break that law, the Bible says, there is the law of the Ten Commandments. If we break that law, the breaking of that law, this is not what John Carter says. The Bible says the breaking of that law is sin. Can you see that? If I steal, that is lawlessness. That is sin. If I commit adultery, the Bible says that is sin. You hear that? The Bible says, if I have images in my church and I kneel down before those images and I say my prayers to those images, the Bible says, that is sin. Hear that? The Bible says, if I take the name of the Almighty God in vain, that is sin. You hear that? If I'm disrespectful to my parents, the Bible says, that is sin.